So it is better late than never too. That truly applicable in our case, in our conversation with Tamara. In fact, we have been planning this conversation for around a year, and finally the time has come wherein we are getting in touch today and engaging in this amazing conversation. So Tamara Flug is our guest for today's conversation, and as we prepare to delve into our conversation on the topic at hand, how to feel more confident, here's an exciting twist. Let us tickle her brain first. So Tamara, get ready for a rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few and I would love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response without thinking much. Are you ready for it?
Yes, thank you so much, Naveen.
Curiosity.
Questions.
Invention.
Teleporter.
Future.
Me.
Book.
Loving What Is from Byron Katie.
Movie.
Thrillers.
Food.
Chocolate.
Universe.
What do you say?
Universe.
Ah, universal laws.
All right. Next is
And I saw you send me the question, but I did not want to look at it from before. So as you can see, I was really on the spot. You put me right on the grill. I'm not like thanking you for that.
Next one is leadership.
Future.
All right. The last one, role model.
You, Naveen.
See, I'll relate to something. Future is leadership and leadership is Tamara. And you say future is Naveen. And it is going in cycles.
What can I do? We get inspired by what we look at, you know. So I see your face, so I'm saying future. Okay. Very random, but yeah, it's interesting. I love it. Thank you for starting like this.
Good one. And I loved your spirit. I really appreciate you participating in the first rapid fire round. And we have one more towards the end of the episode. So stay tuned. And folks, welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series, where we embark on transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Naveen Sambala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. And thank you so much for tuning in. Tamara, hearty welcome to the Guiding Voice. Thrilled to host you today. Excited. I love your energy. In fact, the moment I came across your profile and also your website, I found it so interesting. I think you are a very creative person that I came across so far. And hearty welcome to the Guiding Voice.
Thank you so much, Naveen, for having me. Really, I'm really excited. And, you know, I believe that actually we can take our lives and ourselves way less seriously, you know. So this is what I've decided to make my mission on this planet to be, you know.
Awesome. That's a great mission. That's a great thought, in fact. So Tamara, we'll try a little different this time. I normally introduce the guests and at times I experiment. And you are one of the few guests whom I'm experimenting again a new thing. Because you are very easygoing. So please introduce yourself. Please share your elevator pitch with our audience.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your introduction. So yeah, I'm happy to be a cobaye here for you. So I'm your Swiss confidence coach, and I call myself also fun ambassador. Because I believe that, again, we can find joy and fun, not only for the evenings and for the weekend, but we can find joy and fun in our everyday life. 100%, I believe in this. And I help people, you know, my elevator pitch. I help people that feel stuck and feel like they tried everything, but nothing is shifting. So coaching is the solution for them to feel better and to stop feeling powerless, helpless and hopeless anymore. So when you get coached by me and when you listen to podcast episodes like this with Naveen, we help you have a much more fun and uncomplicated life. I think that it's all about taking things more lightly, you know, and have a light-hearted attitude towards life. So that's a bit about me in a nutshell.
All right, super. All right, now let's talk about your success mantra. So share with us the top three things that have attributed or contributed to your success so far.
Yes. So I think what really, really made the difference for me was to listen to my intuition. And I think everybody, we look often for the answer outside of us when I think that we have all the answers inside of us. So to really tap into our intuition, you know, when we say, now I have the feeling that, or my gut feeling, or I feel like this is what we need to build, really, like instead of looking at the on the outside for answers, the best is to look on the inside. And I started really, so this is the first thing, to each time I have a question, to answer it myself by thinking that my first guess is my best answer. And then you try, and worst case scenario, you try something else. So I think this is the first thing. The second one is really, I've decided that everything is possible. You know, we often think that things are coming with sacrifices, that if I'm doing this, I cannot make money. If I'm like, if I want to make a lot of money, I need to do the job that people think that I should do. And I believe that we can live in a world that everything is, where everything is possible. Everything started with something that somebody was thinking. So I want to be here. I want to be a pioneer a bit and deciding that you can make money and have fun by helping people. So this is what I'm doing. And the third thing I think that brought me to this success is also to trust, really. You mentioned the universe before, to trust. I'm really into this, to trust that the universe is conspiring for us, that it's organizing things, and that we just have to take inspired action every day. And yeah, just take it a bit seriously, you know, and things always work out. So I'm not sure, a bit vague, but this is my answer.
Amazing. I think I have to meet you at least once. I loved your positivity, and
thank you.
I really
let's do this.
People like you. I think next time if you happen to visit Hyderabad, the most happening city in India, you should visit. You should visit me. Okay,
so for sure. So I'll add it to my list. I promise.
Awesome. So Tamara, to kick the things off on the self-confidence part, so can you share why paying attention to our thoughts is a key factor in boosting confidence? And what inspired you to delve into the fascinating aspect of self-awareness?
Yes, and thank you for this amazing question. Well formulated. So actually, I believe that, you know, when we feel insecure, when we feel self-doubt, it's always coming down to something we are thinking. You know, it's based on cognitive behavioral therapy. So if we feel this way because of something we are thinking, then to feel confident and to feel, you know, empowered and safe and secure, it comes down to paying attention to what we're thinking back, you know. So this is the source, the origin of all of our emotions. It's what we're thinking. So this is what we need to pay attention. It doesn't have to be very complicated, you know. I'm all about like an uncomplicated life. It doesn't have to be sophisticated or anything. I think just the thing to do is to, the key factor here, as you mentioned, is really to pay attention to what we're thinking, because and I saw that you mentioned I wrote we have 60,000 thoughts per day, and we really think that it's just the reality that we're reporting the news, you know, like I never done this, so I'm never going to be able to do it. But actually, what if this is just a thought and it has nothing to do with reality? Everybody has like thoughts, and we really believe them to be true until we have this self-awareness that actually it's not because we believe something that it means that it's not because we think something that it means that it's the reality. It's just our interpretation of the reality.
Mm, awesome. And when we have these 60,000 thoughts per day, we tend to believe them as absolute truths. So can you elaborate on why it's crucial for us to question these thoughts? And especially when they involve these aspects like feeling not good enough.
Yes, because the thing is, like, since I mentioned that our thoughts generates like this emotion, the problem is that when we feel a certain way, like we show up in the world, you know. And I think, just imagine a person that think, oh, maybe I'm not good enough. Just imagine how they're feeling, and just imagine how they're acting in a normal situation at work or even at home. So if you pay attention to what you're thinking, and then you change it to maybe I may be good enough, you can just completely imagine how they're feeling and then how they're acting in the world. So I really, really believe that the way what we're thinking has like impacts 1,000% on how we show up, who we are in the world. So again, if we want to feel more confident and show up as confident, and then, you know, have an amazing life, like having our own back, not taking things too personal and all of this, it comes down to what we're thinking. So this is why I think we have so many thoughts, 60,000 thoughts per day, and most of them are unconscious. You know, the brain is very efficient. So it will put on automatic. It will not offer you the best thought ever. Like, you can do this, Navin, like you're the best. It's going to offer you the thought that you've been thinking again and again, because your brain's job, and I saw you read this too, your brain's job isn't to make you happy. Your brain's job is to keep you alive. So it will just offer you a thought that is like, okay, Navin is still alive. I'm thinking this thought. I'm going to fire him again because he's not dead yet. Like, he's not dead because of what he's been thinking. So this is why it's so important. Your confidence resides in what you're thinking.
I get it now. And let's move to the next one. Many people grapple with thoughts of not being good enough. So how can individuals break free from this cycle of negative self-perception? And what insights do you offer to shift such thought patterns?
Yes, great question. The way to do it is simply to jump out of your body. You know, just remember that you are not your thoughts. We are not our thoughts. We have thoughts. So when you jump out of your body and you observe yourself thinking, it's not because I think, like you mentioned, the one I'm maybe not good enough. It's not because we think this thought that it means that we're not good enough. We just had the thought, I'm maybe not good enough, but it doesn't, like, for example, you will have the thought, just imagining I'm not good enough, and I don't think this at all about you. So who's right here? You know, this is why it's amazing to just go out of your body. Again, very simple, I think. Go out of your body and observe yourself thinking. And then you find it also, like, not taking it so seriously. You know, personal development and confidence, sometimes it's like, it's like something very important and like trivial. I think we can also make it fun. Even the experience of looking at, this is why I feel insecure. So yeah, this is my answer.
good. Let's move forward. And you mentioned that our brain's primary job is to keep us alive and not necessarily to make us happy. So how does understanding this survival mechanism help individuals navigate their emotional well-being and in turn enhance their confidence levels?
Amazing. I really like how you word it. It's very, very clear to understand the question. So I think that actually when you realize that your brain's job is still, you know, like our brain is still the brain of the cavewoman, the caveman, you know, of the past. If it's just to keep you alive, then you don't take it so seriously when it's, you think that basically you're going to get eaten by a tiger, you know. So this is why also 85% of what we think on a daily basis is negative, because the brain is looking for danger. It's just a survival, like primitive part of the brain. So when you have thoughts such as I'm not good enough, nobody will like me, it goes back to, you know, your brain wants you to be a part of the tribe. It wants you to be loved by others. So it's just doing its job. So then you, each time you have thoughts that makes you feel insecure, and that sounds so risky because like your brain thinks that you're in risk of dying, you just remind yourself, it's just my brain. I'm not my brain. My brain just wants to keep me safe, but I can still thrive and override this predisposition.
Nice.
I want to put you on the spot a bit for a few questions, so I will wait for the end.
No, you can put me on spot anytime. That's an open offer.
Okay, that's great. No, I was just curious to know, because I love, you know, people, because I like to call myself, you know, confidence expert, but I like to know also what you think about confidence. Like, what is confidence like for you in a few sentences? How would you describe it? I like also to give different, you know, like
Ability to take the first step, no matter whether you have resources, no matter whether you have time, whether you have budget or not. That is confidence in my opinion. And I can give you n number of examples where I have displayed good level or the best level of self-confidence. My podcasting journey itself, I took a plunge into it. I used to record my podcast on a mobile phone, okay, just a substandard smartphone. Now I have a very good setup out here, and I evolved over a period of time. And I did not see the whole staircase when I took it. I just took the first step, and rest of the stuff has happened out of, as you said, like universe has to conspire, right? So universe has been conspiring to help me by providing all the resources. And in fact, whatever initiative I take, right? First of all, I believe in myself and saying that, hey, I can do it. For example, the upcoming Global Speaker Festival initiative, of course, by the time this episode gets released, the Global Speaker Festival will be done. Okay. But I have interviewed 31 people from 31 different countries in just span of 2 weeks. And you can imagine how I was able to reach to them. Right? It all happened because, again, God's grace and universe support.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just want to say, I like how you said that you don't have to see the whole staircase. I think this is just the answer. You know, people think that it's black and white. We have to know exactly where we're going. You just take the first tiny step.
Perfect. Let's move forward. And
we could talk more, but I will respect your schedule.
So, Tamara, in your experience, have you come across transformation stories where individuals significantly improved their confidence by changing their thought patterns? And maybe share a particular example that stands out of many individuals whom you have influenced.
Yes, thank you. So, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I work the most with people is people want to change the world and other people so they can feel better. You know, like this, hey, all the time like they're judging me, they're neglecting me, they don't take care of me. So what we can do with this is really like paying attention to what we're thinking. Again, if somebody's saying they're not taking care of me, just imagine how they're showing up. You know, like also they're looking for proof all the time that they're not being taken care of. So when you pay attention first to like what you think about other people, very often it comes down to what you think about yourself. You know, I'm not taking care of me. I'm judging myself. I'm judging others. You just bring it back to you, because I believe that what is really in our control is what we're thinking, that again generates how we are feeling. So the transformation really comes from, for me, coaching is really working the big things in life by taking specific situation of our day-to-day life, you know. So the transformation is really coming from people feeling powerless and trying to, you know, change the world, change people. I say always people want to change the world, but nobody wants to change themselves. But actually, it is the first place to start with is ourselves. And it is going to impact people around us. So the transformation is really coming down again to just pay attention to what we're thinking, like we mentioned before. It's kind of turning on a light, you know, in a dark room. Then you realize, I've been thinking this. This is why this is my life, you know. And yeah, so to answer your question, the transformation really comes from like paying attention to what we're thinking in specific situations that we think are problematic in our day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. Any example of drastic change?
Yes, I would say somebody, you know, with their partner, I just reread the question. I was like, this is not too much of an example. So, you know, they wanted to improve their romantic relationship, but they were always expecting the other one to do something. They were always saying, they are not like listening to me. They don't get me. They don't understand me. And we completely, I believe you need just one person to improve a relationship. We brought it back to her and really how like she's, what is she thinking, which is again, the base of everything in the situation. What is she thinking in the specific situation, such as at night when she needs to make dinner and she's expecting him to, or her actually, to make dinner. And so we really, again, like coming down to what she's thinking in this moment and then to build, like she had a transformation there by just saying that she doesn't have to change that other person to improve the relationship. Because then she decided, yeah, they can make food, I can cook, we can do it together. It's not black and white. But when you expect other people, you know, people are really bad at doing what we want them to do, you know. So this is the best, is instead of waiting for other people and the world to change, we pay attention to what we're thinking, we change a bit, and it changes everything in our life, for sure.
Amazing. And this has been fabulous conversation so far. And it's time for us to add some more spice and some more excitement to the episode.
Okay, I'm getting ready here. Let's see.
So you're getting ready for the second rapid fire round, right?
I am. I'm sitting down. Right? Getting ready
okay,
again.
Here comes my first bullet. If you could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say?
You are the best thing that ever happened to you.
Amazing. And what is the most happiest moment in your life so far?
Right now, with you. I would say that, and I would honestly say I had a business, you know, I used to sell kitchen gadgets and I don't like to cook. I like people to cook for me. So I would say also selling this business, we really sold it. We were really proud of selling it. It was a really great moment also.
Awesome. Awesome. And can you describe yourself in just one word?
Careless. But in a good way, obviously. In one word, as you can see.
No, I think instead of careless, carefree.
Yeah. Oh, it's what I want. You see, it's not my first language. So I wanted to say carefree. So thank you so much for being there. Thank you. Exactly. Carefree.
Yeah. And then here comes the next one. What is the guiltiest pleasure you enjoy the most?
Milk chocolate. I love drinking milk chocolate. I don't know why I built this relationship because of what I'm thinking. Also, I think that it's so good. It was supposed to be just one word. So milk chocolate.
And if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Teleportation, for sure.
Amazing. And there is one more question, more or less related to this, but you can come up with a different answer. Don't say ditto. So here is the last one for the rapid fire. What is one electronic gadget or a fantasy gadget that you like to see or invent yourself?
I was going to say something with massage. I'm not sure it already exists, maybe. I will say go back to teleporter, for sure.
Okay, so before we flip back to the mainstream, I think you had a few questions, right? Do you want to ask any questions or shall we go back to the mainstream?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you. Do you have any questions to me?
Yeah, of course. Actually, I'm really curious. I wanted to ask you now the rapid fire questions. So what can I just ask you two? Because I'm really curious to see what your answers were.
Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
So if you would describe yourself in just one word, what would you say? You thought about it, actually. You're not on the grill.
Yeah, confident at this moment.
Okay. That's great. And tell us, what's the guiltiest pleasure you enjoy the most?
Pizza. Okay, I love eating pizza, but I don't eat quite often. At times, right, when I feel like rewarding myself and I go and have a pizza. Mm-hmm. And I work out every day, and next time, like whenever I eat high calorie food, next day I work out double the usual workout I do.
I understand. And actually, I have one last question that is not related to confidence, but there's one thing that we don't know about you.
One thing that you don't know about me, not many people know, I started my career as a lecturer in a college.
In India too? Like where you grew up?
In India too. So far I have traveled to only two countries, but I'm expecting more travel in 2024 and beyond now that I've expanded my horizons with regard to podcasting.
Amazing. Well, I have to say that India is so beautiful and so complete that you could almost just live a life by visiting all India, I guess. So I will come soon for sure for a few months. So I will be in touch.
I love that statement. I love that statement. Anything else?
No, I'm sure I could ask you more questions. But I like what you said about confidence. I will think about it. I think the staircase is really a great way to analogy to see it. So
yeah, I like it. Perfect. Thank you. And let's sweep back to the mainstream. And Tamara, for our audience who are keen to enhance their confidence, what practical advice do you have for them in terms of paying attention to their thoughts and fostering a more positive mental environment?
Okay, so I will start from the end. That is like to foster a more positive mental environment. I think to just when your brain offers you a negative thought, not to make it mean anything about you, thinking like I'm a negative person, today is a bad day, and to go, you know, spinning into this thought. Just to realize, as we said before, it's my brain, it's offering me survival thoughts. Like, I don't have to take it so seriously. I think this is the first step for the more positive, and to take it lightly, you know, it's not that serious. In the end, I think our life is serious and we need to take it seriously, which is what I'm saying, you know, like feeling genuinely better. And at the same time, we are just a little dot in the whole world. Like, I'm not saying we don't matter, but also chill, relax. It's not that serious, you know. Yeah. And the thing about thinking, it's what I said to build the confidence. It's what I said before. I believe to just jump out of your body, really, and to see yourself thinking. Sometimes the best is to pinpoint when you feel a lot of emotions, you know, stress, worried, and just try to go out of your body, realize that you are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions. You have thoughts. You have emotions. And just to see them for what they are, like, I believe this thought to be true, but it's just a thought, you know, it's like drop of rain, you know, they're just falling down. Just pay attention to what you're saying. And remember that if you sing thoughts that make you feel a lot of emotion, it's probably just because you believe them to be true. It's not even maybe the reality.
Amazing. I loved it. I loved it, thank Tamara. You. As I said, I couldn't wait meeting you just to take that positive vibes from you. And I'm so happy that we had this conversation. So share with our audience, how is your experience being hosted on the TGV platform?
Look, I have to be authentic because it's part of my values also. You know, I think we can just be ourselves, and it's not been as good as it sounds. I'm kidding, obviously. No, I have to say that it was really nice. And I have to say that if you want to be a guest on this podcast, everything is so organized and Navin is so easygoing that it's a pleasure. And really, thank you so much for having me. And I really, really appreciate it. And everything you said, I'm sure I could ask you more questions about confidence. I think you're a great example on how you start where you are, even if you're not ready. You mentioned this with your podcast. And maybe I will throw you the popcorn, you know, like the last question. What do you think, when it comes to confidence, or maybe just the vision for your life, like where do you see yourself, like in the future? You know, I'm all about, you know, like daydreaming and living as in it's already done, you know, on my dreams. So what is your vision, if you have something, or like how do you feel about your future, Navin?
People should pay $10,000 ticket to hear me. Okay, to hear me.
It's done.
And I should be in the top 0.01% podcasters.
That's great. I'm saying it's done. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. Very inspiring. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate you taking time for joining me today and sharing such a wonderful thoughts. And I loved your carefree attitude. I think everybody should follow you in that aspect, because even I used to take life very, very, very seriously until I started realizing that life is not about seriousness. Life is about enjoying and being in the present as well. And in fact, my podcasting journey has helped me discover myself by talking to amazing souls like you, Tamara. I really
appreciate
you joining me today, and looking forward to many more conversations with you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
So it was a pleasure to host you. And friends, that was our episode with Tamara Flood. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request. In case if you haven't already subscribed to the Guiding Voice podcast, please subscribe from wherever you have tuned in, because subscribing keeps you updated on new episodes. And also, if you have enjoyed this conversation and found it useful, I request you to share with at least three of your friends or colleagues who would also like TGV, the Guiding Voice. So spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. All right?
Do that. So
we had an amazing conversation with Tamara on how to control our thoughts to boost self-confidence. I'm going to present you a trivia about our thoughts. First one is about autonomous nature. Thoughts often arise spontaneously and many are automatic, surfacing without intentional effort. Exploring how our minds generate these autonomous thoughts can offer insights into subconscious processes at play. That's why in many books, people say that we need to feed positive thoughts to our subconscious mind. And second is about neuroplasticity influence. Understanding that our thoughts can physically change the structure of our brains is fascinating. And the concept of neuroplasticity highlights the brain's ability to adapt and reorganize based on our experiences and also thought patterns. And third fact is about emotional residue. Thoughts can leave emotional residue, influencing our mood and well-being. Exploring how certain thoughts linger and impact our emotional state can shed light on the intricate connection between our thoughts and emotions. A lot has already been covered by Tamara. So I request you to listen to the episode once again. But before I let you all go, here is a request. What are your strategies for boosting self-confidence? Share me what all things have worked for you. And you can share them in the form of YouTube comments, or if you found this episode on social media platforms, you can comment there. I'm going to review for sure. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and also for being part of awesome TGV community. And folks, we would love to hear from you. Do not hesitate to share your ideas, feedback, topic recommendations, guest speaker suggestions, either through our social media, or you can also email us at theguidingvoiceforyou@gmail.com. Let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Navin Samala, a lifelong learner, and my goal is to have impactful conversations that improve not only your life, but also your career. Until next time, take care, stay inspired, and remember, the future holds great things because the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now. See you all in the next episode with another amazing guest.
Thank you.